This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Brittle stars are close relatives of starfish, with a much more delicate appearance.
So if you imagine a starfish with really skinny, spiny arms, kind of made up of lots of little articulated plates, that's kind of what a brittle star looks like. A cross between a millipede and a starfish, I guess.
Lauren Sumner Rooney is a visual ecologist at Oxford University, and one of the brittle star species she studies, Ophiocoma wenti, also has color-changing superpowers.
If you catch one of these animals during the day, they're a really beautiful kind of reddish-brown, dark brown color. If you actually go out again at night and try and collect the same animal, they're this very pale beige with kind of dark stripes.
The reason for that color shift, though, was murky, perhaps for UV protection or camouflage. But now Sumner Rooney's team has come up with a possible answer. That red coloration might help the brittle stars sort of see, even though they have no eyes. In bright daylight, their redness filters the light reaching photoreceptors along their arms. Brittle stars like hiding in shady parts of the reef, so the researchers place the brittle stars inside an environment with black and white patterned walls, aimed at testing whether the creatures were simply light sensitive, which isn't the same as vision, or if they could truly see. The vision test involved a black vertical bar centered on a white vertical bar twice the width. The nearby walls were 50% gray. Without true vision, the black and white patterned area would simply come across as 50% gray, and you wouldn't expect the brittle stars to consider that part of the arena a good hiding place. Instead, the brittle stars flock towards the pattern, suggesting they have at least rudimentary visual skills. But strangely, the creatures lost this ability when they turned from red to beige. After doing digital reconstructions of the visual system, the researchers determined that perhaps the reddish pigments limit the angles of light reaching photoreceptors along the animal's arms, thus improving the resolution of the brittle star's vision and allowing them to, in their own way, see. The results are in the journal Current Biology. So far, one species of sea urchin has also been shown to have this visual ability without true eyes, and it, too, changes color.
There could be countless other examples of weird and wonderful visual systems that we have no idea are there. Simply because, you know, this animal, looking at it, you can't find an eye, a single discrete visual organ. And there are so many other animals like that that could be using vision, and we just haven't looked in the right places yet.
In other words, when it comes to seeing, the eyes don't always have it. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.